Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, I'm super excited today. I have the queen of all queens, Miss Renee Ambush, out of the box production impartation strategist. She is a relentless overcomer of sexual abuse, teen pregnancy, suicide attempts, domestic violence, divorce, homelessness, death of a child, health and family challenges. She's a degreed social worker with over 25 years of experience, including behavioral and mental health services, as well as 15 years as she's a licensed ordained minister for 15 years. She's a published author, a film and TV writer, a phenomenal singer, an actress, and a momager. Listen. Her favorite quote is, she is who God says she is. Listen, welcome, Queen. I'm super excited to have you here.
I am so excited to be here, my sister.
Yes. So, guys, this is a phenomenal woman, a phenomenal overcomer. I felt it was so appropriate to have you come talk to my becomers because, you know, I'm always telling them that you can literally become from anywhere. And as you guys heard her bio, she has literally became from anywhere. Listen, that was modest, though. Like, we got to tell the people a little bit more. Like, you are a nominated songwriter. An accomplished TV writer, a phenomenal singer and songwriter. Like, y'all, she was modest, but listen, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. She's the bomb.com. So listen, and it's only more greatness coming from her. She has phenomenally talented children. She's a momager. So listen, I'm feeling like she's about to be the next Sonya Norwood, really, because her beautiful image. definitely talented. Welcome to I Am Becoming. Listen, I'm super excited. We're gonna jump into this because you know.
Yeah, let's talk.
This is Mrs. Out of the Box. Hear me? That's her whole brand. It's super dope. And she also has Rebirth of Renee. So listen, we're about to get into this because we got a lot to talk about.
Let's talk, sis.
So I want to know, listen, guys. So we recently were just together in Baltimore at the Newsom Awards.
Can we just pause 4 minutes, sis? Can we pause? Because you know that I love my city. So I just got to go shout out to Baltimore. I am a West Side Baltimore girl all day. And I just wanted to say, hey, Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah, she really loves her city. But listen, so we were down in Baltimore together. She let me hear this phenomenal song that she wrote, guys. And hopefully you'll hear some projects coming from us soon. But listen, I want to know, what has been your inspiration for your book, film, and music, and at what age did you know that you were called to use these gifts?
You know, it's so funny. First of all, I'm going to answer the first one by saying, like, my inspiration is life. You read the bio and you understand that there were so many things that I have gone through, that I've overcome, that literally was an attack on my life. So everything that I do is inspired by the fact that we have got to do more than living, and we have to actually enjoy life. We have got to not exist, but we have got to live. And living looks different to everybody else. So you don't have to measure yourself to anybody else and their standards of living or their lifestyle or what they have. But I am truly inspired by living. I don't want us to exist anymore. I've been there. I've done that. Like I said, even at the hands, it's in the bio, even at the hands of thinking and believing that there was no more life left in me, or there was no worth in my life, and I was going to go ahead and take it myself. So I am truly inspired to be a vessel, to be able to go out and speak to everyone, or talk to people, or write a book, or write a film, a television show, a song that will inspire you to live. Now, when did I notice? So I always been different, sis, always. Like, no matter how much I tried to fit in, a sister always stuck out, right? I even belittled myself. I just need somebody to hear some stuff like this. I even belittled myself just to fit in so I could look like the crowd. And every time I did, I stuck out like a sore thumb. So I'm like, at a small age, I'm going to even say probably about as far back as I can remember, maybe about 8. I just always had this heaviness for advocating for those who were looked at as less than, or people who were picked on, people who were bullied, or people who didn't know how much they had inside of them. I've always been like that. So I would say probably about 8 or 9, I knew that there was a call on my life, that there was a destined, it was destined for me to help other people. Now, I didn't know what that looked like and didn't know that I was going to have to go through myself so much, but it was only all in line for me to be able to authentically speak to people about overcoming and living.
That's so powerful, right? And I want to point out, because I always say often that we go through so that we can help pull someone else through, right? Mm-hmm. And so that is powerful, because like, y'all, I got to give y'all the back history. This is probably one of the most positive, upbeat, joyous people. And I want to point that out, because oftentimes, like, people always like, oh, you know, I know when people try to commit suicide, or when they do commit suicide rather, and you know, people are always like, well, I didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, that person was depressed. Mm. A lot of people are functionally depressed. Mm-hmm. And I would even go as far as to say, when you have the mantle, right, when you have the call on your life, I feel like suicide haunts us more, and that it comes for us more, because we have such a heavy charge, right?
It does
to do greatness in the world. And so oftentimes people, you know, that saying, check on your strong friends, is so real for so many reasons, because not only are we carrying our stuff, people tend to always give us their stuff, right? And mm-hmm. so I just want to highlight that, because that is so powerful. And it's not that you're weak, it's actually that you're stronger than most people. And a lot of people don't understand that strongness in the call, right? Mm-hmm. They don't understand the pressure of the call, of what you are called to do, the talents that you carry. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take this moment really to pause, because I really felt that strongly in the spirit that it's a lot of people wrestling with that right now. And I really want you to know that you are not alone, and that there is life on the other side. So I wanted to take a moment to encourage you to push through, to do what you need to do at the core. Get help. You know, go see a therapist. I'm big on therapy. You can definitely all the way believe in Christ and what the Bible says, and see a therapist. But get help to overcome that, because I don't want you to feel like you have to be stuck in that, because there is life after that. I'm living proof. She's living proof. There's many other people that are living proof that you can get through this. So I just felt that strong, and I didn't want to push through that without saying that, because I overheard someone say something yesterday that we know near and dear, like that, you know, that sometimes they hear that voice saying it's okay to just drive off this road, or it's okay. And like, literally, the enemy will play with your mind like that.
Yeah.
So I literally want you to say, you know, definitely get help.
And Alonda, I wanted to just kind of like piggyback on what you said, because mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's in the bio, but I am a mental health behavioral counselor.
It is, yes.
And the fact that knowing the skills, having clients, helping other people, and having those thoughts myself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's nothing wrong with knowing Christ. Like you read in the Bible, a bio, like I said, licensed ordained minister and mental health behavioral therapist. Okay. So you talking having both of those things, the natural and the spirit, and still having mm-hmm. thoughts, or still having had thoughts, or whatever, you know what I mean? It's because exactly what you say, it's the heaviness of the mantle you carry. I've never been in the government army, but you know, of course it said that if you know you are a Christ follower, you're in the army of the Lord. And mm-hmm. I understand that in each branch of government, that usually when it's war, the first person that they look to attack is the communicator. Why? Because the communicator is able to get the message out to others to keep them safe. So if that mantle and call has been on your life to be the communicator, you are walking around with a target on your back. But the greater thing about that is you've got a host of angels that cover you and protect you, so that arrow that keep you and shielded, so the arrows won't even come nigh you. You understand what I'm saying? But you open up your mouth, because listen, you hearing it, you talking to, you know, that young lady at school growing up that got talked too much on her report card. That would be the me. But I understand now, like I said, you know, at the 8, 9, 10, junior high, middle school, all that stuff, middle school, high school, talk too much. Oh, glad you gave me my voice, because I was going to need it to encourage people, to impart to people, to impact and uplift people. Oh, that's why people are always trying to shut me up. I get it. That part.
Yes, the gatekeeper, the conduit, the one who usually connects other resources and skills. That's real talk. Think about it. Jesus was a connector of many men in a light. They wanted to take him out. they tried to say he was a liar, that he was a false prophet. Like, and so, you know, that drew a memory of that song we used to sing in nursery school or in Bible school. You was little, if Jesus had to pray, what about me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's so deep. Like, that was so deep. We weren't even gonna go this route, but we said we was gonna keep it open. But listen, that's so deep. Somebody is really for real wrestling with that right now. Yes. And they think that you're the peculiar one, right? You're the weird one, right? And I'm telling you, the weird people, the peculiar, I do this for the weird people.
Yes.
That you are the champion. I want to tell you right now that you are the true hero. You are the true person that God will send to lead many. Moses, weird, peculiar. Nobody thought he was qualified. Why would you send him? And he didn't even want the job. Usually those are the people that do the greatest things. So I just want to encourage whoever's riding right now in your car, you listening, you may be at home, whatever you're doing. This is for you. If you feeling the tug at your heartstring and this is you, they told you to shut up, be quiet, you weird, don't say that, don't do that, don't go here, don't be the first one to always raise your hand, don't always be the one to know. Same. And what did the prophet tell us when I was in Baltimore?
Girl, don't you shut your mouth. Quiet. I was there with you when she said shut
she
said up.
They want you to be quiet, but you need to talk louder. Woo!
Yes.
Listen. I'm here to tell you, my family used to be like all the time, your mouth will be the death of you. And I find so much joy in that, because I used to be like, that is so mean, right? But listen, God has used my mouth to facilitate relationships, to be a conduit, to bring forth people to their purpose and to their talent. Like, that is so deep. So I think about you being a change agent. You're in film, you're in music, like all the major things that we turn to look for the answers, right? You're a minister, you know what I'm saying? You sing, like you're in mental health, the mental health field. Listen. That's major.
You know,
that
I had
is
to,
so major.
I had to cover all bases. And you know, this is a part of kind of like where Out the Box came from, or what it stands for, or what it means. Because even though I was always different, like I said, I was always trying to fit in a box per se, but because of my uniqueness, I did not, right? So then it made me start looking at and studying what this box is, right? And I'm looking at the box from a societal perspective, from a religious perspective, from a social economics, you know, perspective. And I'm like, well, who created these boxes and why are the boxes there? And why do we have to draw inside the lines? Why can't you be different and make a statement, be impactful and be helpful because you're not following the crowd upstream or whatever, you know? So it's a funny story, but this is a true story as to how Out the Box came about. I had a women's ministry like early on, way back, and it was called Wish, Women I Shall Help. And as I continued on, I realized the more that I talked to men, the more they were actually struggling with some of the same things, even though, of course, there was some, you know, a lot of gender differences and, of course, processing different. It was still the fact that we all were going through the same thing. So I'm like, well, why am I putting my own self in a box and only helping women when we all go through a lot of these things that are keeping us bound from living? It's a lot of things that are keeping us paralyzed. And it's not gender based. It's not even ethnic based. It's not racially based. It's not class based. It is just things that we all go through that are holding us back. So I'm like, okay, I got to come up with something else. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to be real creative and everything like that. And then every time I would go to church, people would be inside the church, you know, and I mean, I would be dressed to the nines. I already told you, girl, I had already got my hair did for this. I had got dressed to the nines, whether people was going to see me in that. And I'm like, I would not make it into the church, right? I hardly ever made it into the building because I was outside talking to people, the people who never came in the building. And so they would joke me and be like, girl, you out this box, you always out. And I'm like, God, is that it? That's what's sitting. He's like, yes, Renee, I created you not to be the norm, but you to help individuals who also are not the norm. You are outside of those boxes that were created for things to keep you in a lockdown state of being. You are out that box. Then he furthered it because I was dating them. Y'all, this is a real podcast, right? I could be real with you, sis, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm dating, you know, back in the day, loving the Lord and all that, dating this dude who was imprisoned. And I remember and recall one day walking outside of his visit. And he was always so happy and he always encouraged me. And I was on the outside of the prison gates. And as I'm walking to my car, I'm like, wow. He is physically limited, but he is spiritually free. He is in no box. And it hit me. That was my confirmation. Renee, that's exactly what you are. And that's exactly what you're supposed to be and exactly what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to be out the box. And out the box doesn't mean that you are standing outside of it in order that you draw attention for anything negative, but that you help those who are stuck in the box and not understanding why they don't fit in, that you can let them know that it's okay to be peculiar and to be great at the same time.
Love it. You know, I'm all for that. Yes, I love that. Love, 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 love that. Ooh. So what 5 tips would you give people to get out of the box?
Ooh, you know what? So I was thinking, I'm like, can I come up with even 5? And I'm going to tell you, because I really only have 3. And I say that because...
Well, hey, that's cool too.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
3 most important things, because you can customize this, y'all. Maybe some things that got to download some things to you that are 2 things specifically that you need to do for you. Right? So hit us with that good 3.
First and foremost, to get out the box, you got to talk about what's keeping you in it. You have got to talk about the things that are holding you bound, right? Now, I always say this. I say you have to be real to deal so that you can heal, okay? So you got to be real with your situation. You got to have a mirror talk with yourself and be real with it, right? And see, what happens is, the good part about that is, some of the things that keep us in bondage is not allowing what we need to get out, to stay out. When I'm going to tell you this real talk, somebody somewhere know a little bit of that story. And my daddy used to always tell me, don't you ever let anybody get you out of pocket by telling your story. You tell your own. That thing is so much freedom when you are able to tell your own story. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to give everybody everything, but you tell that story. You talk about that very thing that's holding you in bondage. And I promise you, it will give you freedom. I wrote a book about overcoming sexual assault and sexual immorality. I have been sexually assaulted from age 6 to 16, and it was holding me captive to low self-esteem, to no affirmation, to low self-esteem, just all sorts of things that held me in bondage until I started talking about it. Now, I'm going to tell you, it may not be the easiest thing to do in the beginning, but I promise you, it's the best thing to do for the end of you being in a box. So I would say, number one is talk about that thing that's holding you bondage. The second thing I say is, you have to accept what it is, but not the statistical factors to keep you bound. What I mean by that is, accept what happened, right? Because if you disconnect from it, then you're still not going to heal, or you're still not going to get out that box, because you're really not allowing yourself to associate with that very thing that keeps you in there. So once you talk about it, you want to accept it. Accept what happened. I accepted the fact that for 10 years consecutively, I was molested. I was experiencing incest and molestation. I accepted that. That is what happened. But I chose not to stay stuck and pitch a tent and the statistical factors that came along with those things. Like I said, like low self-esteem, no self-worth, you know, victim mentality, things of that nature. I decided that I'm going to accept what happened to me. but I'm not going to allow what happens to me to dictate how I carry myself, because I am not what happened to me. I believe right. that. And then the last thing is, after you do that, this one big, because I'm going to tell you something else for a minute, but this one's big. Allow yourself to be. I'm going to say that again, because seriously, yeah. I need to have that.
Somebody missed that. You need to run mm-hmm. that back. Yeah, somebody mm-hmm. missed it.
Allow yourself to be. So again, when I speak about things, I'm always speaking about overcoming, right? I am an overcomer. An overcomer, of course, is a person. It's a now. So now what? Now that I realize, or I've professed that I'm an overcomer, now I got to turn that thing to a verb. I have to continue to overcome and keep overcoming. So when I do that, I allow myself to be. You allow yourself to be exactly who you are. And listen, it doesn't matter who's going to receive the who you are. At the end of the day, when you receive who you are no longer in your box, and nobody else can place you in theirs either. So those will be the three things that I think you got to talk about it. You got to accept it. And then you've got to allow yourself to be.
Listen, we're going to take a break, because that was heavy. I'm going to need y'all to like rewind that real quick while we go to break real fast and get that down. Like, somebody need to go grab their pen and their paper, because she's dropping truth bombs. We'll be right back, guys. We're listening to I Am Becoming with Renee Ambush.
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line, or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey, everybody, it's Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. I have the lovely Miss Renee Ambrose. Listen with me. Listen, y'all, if you missed the first half of the show, I'm telling you, you want to play it back. Welcome back. Before we went to break, she was giving you the five tips. And she said really she had three, but she really gave five about how you can get out of the box. And so, the last thing she said, I want to jump back into that a little bit, because it is so important, and it's something that I also believe and stand firm on. You have to allow yourself to be. Oftentimes, we think that when we become a new creature, right, that all of us was bad. And And the thing is, none of it was bad. We just have to learn how to repurpose it for God and to really for it to be a new thing. That doesn't mean that you have to completely not be who you were. Mm-hmm. It just means that you come underneath the new umbrella, meaning that you repurpose who you are. So that means that if you were loud before, but you was just ratcheted loud, that means get loud for something mm-hmm. positive. It doesn't mean because we were created in his image, right? We were created for him, his use and his glory anyway, right? And so then, you know, y'all know the story, sin crept in and we kind of pivoted to, you know, other things and stuff like that. So it's so important that you said, I want to go back to that, you said that it was something that happened to you, but it's not who you are. And I think that is so important, because you don't want to continue to stay stuck in that, because then you've made a conscious choice. You didn't choose what happened to you, but then when you stay stuck, you make a choice to give the rest of your life over. They already got to interrupt a little piece of it by violating you, but then you make a choice to stay stuck and not heal. If you choose to stay there, and then you're willfully handing over your life when mm-hmm. really you should be fighting to get out of that box that they mm-hmm. tried to put you in, because molestation, abuse, generational curse, all of that is a box, right? That they tried to fold you down and tape you in there with gorilla tape. Mm. But what I want you to know is, although gorilla tape is strong, you still can bust through.
I know that's right. And Alonda, that I just kind of want to, you are so right with that. Like, that touched me, because you're absolutely right about when we are a new creature. We were initially created who we are, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like I said, society and our environment and people who actually, sadly enough, are also ordained to keep you in structure, even going to school. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, you go to school, you have to sit down, you have to write like this, you have to put it like this. And I'm telling you, I always got in trouble my whole life. I always got in trouble because I just was like, and I would get frustrated because I'm like, well, why is it that I don't do like they do? I want to do that. You know what I mean? And I just never did. But you're right. It's like, then as I got older and, you know, I'm going to say probably about high school, loud was like an understatement. You knew I was coming. You already knew Renee was coming because she was loud. And it's like when I became a new creature, I got quiet and I was just like, I'm reserved. And I'm like, man, this ain't who I am. Right. And, mm-hmm. you know, funny story, my first sermon that I preached in church was a youth day. And I'm a little older, y'all. So don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't judge me. But we were talking about stirring up the gifts. That was the theme. Well, Alonda, I came in there and I was like, you know, listen, I'm from inner city Baltimore, straight up reformed hood, glory be to God. I was like, I gave them the demonstration of Kool-Aid. So I had my pack of red Kool-Aid, I had a pitcher, and I had water, and I had given each, you know, item, you know, an attribute to, you know, stirring up your gift. And I was like, you know, the sugar is like the Holy Spirit, and we stir. And literally after that sermon, after I preached and I gave my little illustration, girl, it was like crickets. You could have heard crickets or a pin drop. People was looking at me like, what is her issue? And I'm thinking, oh man. And I was excited about it because I'm like, I like Kool-Aid. And I'm like, this is good. And I realized like that it was just like, you know, you don't have to preach like anybody. You don't have to teach like anybody. You don't have to dress like anybody in the church. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a dress right. Jezebel because my skirt read or my shoes read or I, you know, got my, that don't, it was like, you are who you are. And as long as you are not morally corrupting or you are keeping integrity and you are positive and you're not hurting yourself or anybody else, just be. Don't change who you are. Just go ahead and change with continuously growing and not allowing anybody to stifle who you are.
That's something that even as a parent, I allow my children to just be.
Me too.
Show me who you are. I'm meeting you as you meet yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know you to a certain extent, but then I'm allowing you to show me who you want to be.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be? And I ask my kids that. I let them deprogram. I let them, you know, take off the hats and the socks and the pants, whatever it is that they have to put on in that particular form of life. like your home now. This mm-hmm. is your safe space. And mm-hmm. I don't let anybody infiltrate that, you know, because a lot of times people will try to make you still be on. Like, no, I'm in my house. Mm-hmm. This is my place of peace. This is the place where I can like take my wig off and put it on a nightstand if I need to. You know what I mean? So and that's your sacred space. I encourage the listeners to create a sacred space for yourself. My car is a sacred space. Yes. Everything that belongs to me is a sacred space. And who I choose to be in that space is who I am allowed to be. Now you can get in my car in the passenger seat, but you are now signing a contract and saying that you're going to allow me to be who I am in my space, and you can be who you want to be in this space because I'm allowing you to be who you are in that space. But as you ride with me, as for me and my property and my house, we shall be, and you got to mm-hmm. be while you in here with us. Okay. So I think that's very important. Give people the permission just to be themselves unapologetically. Like, hey, be you.
I like that. Give yourself.
So I want to know. I want to know, what advice would you give someone trying to break into acting, TV, and film?
I would say probably the first advice I would give is do your research. We are living in an age where, honestly, it almost looks like you can be a star instantaneously. No, trust and believe, someone's done their homework. And even when it comes to like social media, breaking it, like social media, what is it like, stars or celebrities? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They have researched, when should I post? What should I post? What's the trend? This, that, another. And I'm only kind of saying social media just for a little bit, because again, that is we're overwhelmed by that right now. That's what we see. That's what we get more. Like, less people are kind of doing more things. So it's like, how can I market myself? You know, how can I make sure that I'm out there? You have to do your research. That is so important. Also, just understand that, again, going back to being you, making sure that when you break into this, or when you're into television and film, you stay as true to you as you possibly can. This is an overwhelming.
Say that one more time for the people in the back. Please say that one more time for the people in the back.
You stay as true to you as you possibly can. And I tell you, because entertainment, film, acting, TV, all of this, it is telling a story for somebody else. And you have got to balance knowing how to tell a story for somebody else, but stay true to your own story. That is some good word right there. Now, as Alonda said, you know, being a momager, my daughter started in the industry at 7. And, you know, I constantly was just like talking to her, stay true to you, stay true to you. And I noticed that, I knew that I had to do that, because if she continued on, even without me, she was in a world that people are going to try to change who you are to fit whatever mm-hmm. they want you to be, or what they think other people want you to be. So I'm like, if I drill that in her here from the beginning to stay true to who you are, at the end of the day, you may not make as much money as someone else. You may not be an A-lister, but whatever you do, you can sleep at night and have peace in your inner being because you stayed true to you. So that would also be my advice in breaking into acting and television and film. And, you know, I would say also do things like find areas where you can like, be mentored. That's very important as well. Sit up under someone who is succeeding, who's succeeding, but also is not afraid to tell you their failures. So that way you can glean from realness. You understand what I'm saying? Because acting, film, and television, singing, they make it all look good. But when I tell you that everything that glitters is not gold when it comes to this, baby, okay? When I tell you that you have got to have some thick skin, I'm going to tell you, I've been in the industry for acting and singing ever since I was like, you know, like young adult. But my daughter came in, like I said, at age 7. Sometimes she would go on auditions and things and stuff, y'all. And I would be hurt when she didn't get it. I was like, I can't do this. That's why I started writing this stuff. I was like, I don't think my skin is tough enough to keep on getting rejected and put a smile on my face in this industry. I'm like, nah, I think I'm gonna go to something else that I think I feel a little bit more better and comfortable at, and I can get the message out on a greater platform. And that became the writing, you know, the books and the singing, the writing of the songs and the writing of the film and the writing of the television shows. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm gonna do that, because, you know, at the end of the day, I ain't gonna reject me, and I'm still gonna put my work out there, and I'm gonna have to get some feedback. But I'm like, you have got to have tough skin to be in this industry. So if you ain't for nobody telling you that your voice ain't it, or, you know, or you need some lessons, or, you know, your acting is not, you're not bringing it all out, baby, I'm gonna need you to just go ahead on and do something else, you know, take pictures, I don't know, you know, be an Instagram model, I don't know, but you have to have some thick skin. Do your research, do your homework, and have a positive attitude about this. Like I said, you're going into an industry that, honestly, as much as they build you up, they will look to tear you down to build you up. So stay positive. And again, know that this is for you. Don't do it because you figure the money is good, or you want the fame, or you want to be seen. Do it because you really, really believe that this is where you're supposed to be, and this is what you want to do.
Yeah, I definitely piggyback on that, because a lot of people don't even know. I went to try out for American Idol the year that Ruben Studdard won, and it was people, y'all, on out singing outside that had so much talent that literally in 12 Below weather, like, I literally had tears coming down my face, like, hitting blow. But they was telling them, like, you don't have the look, or, you know, you're not quite what we're looking for. And it was more image. It was an image thing. But I mean, they weren't bad looking people. They was dressing their best, and, you know, and stuff like that. And then I was like, no shade to Ruben, because I know I really love Ruben in real life. And hey, Ruben, and, you know, I want to go on a date with you one day. But anyway, so I was just saying, when he won, I'm like, he won with a jersey.
Yeah.
When I tell y'all, and I love Ruben's voice, I'm like telling you, he can sing down. But I'm telling y'all, if y'all thought Ruben was talented, it was probably 100,000 people outside. I auditioned in New York outside the Savage Center. There was so many people that could sing blow, good, amazing looking people.
I auditioned for The Voice, right? And it's just in New York, like you said, cold, this, that, and other, and people, look, their humming was more than a run I could do, and I was just like, you know what, they was bringing it, and I'm like, but I'm gonna go in and do it, and listen, and I'm so glad you said that. I'm gonna tell you why, because at the end of the day, though I did not get on The Voice, I did it for me. Right. Mm-hmm. I did it because it was something I wanted to do. Right. I was out of my box, out of my element. I, like I said, inner city Baltimore, you know, singing in plays, singing in a church, singing this, but everybody in Baltimore knew I could sing, but it was like, or the people that heard me, but I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and do this for me. This is what I want to do, even if I don't win. And that's what I was talking about. I mean, even get on there. That's what I was talking about from the beginning. When we don't measure ourselves by others when it comes to living and, you know, and existing, that was living for me. The fact that I got up to New York, the fact that I signed up for the audition, and, you know, people were pumping me up too. Girl, you should go in there. You should go in there. So I'm like, I did it. That was more than existing for me. That was living. And I'm going to tell you, and I think I shared this a little bit since you, you know, put somebody else's name out there a little bit. I was so excited. I told you when I went to California. And I had, you know, I loved me some Tina and Erica Campbell, right? I thought I was the third Mary, right? I just, you know, I made it a whole Trinity thing. And I'm like, so to then be in California and in between Erica Campbell singing and Tina Campbell, and I'm sitting there and I'm holding it. I'm like, what come through? I'm singing. Like, it was amazing. Like, it was life for me, because guess what? I stepped outside my box and I did something different. And whether I, you know, whether I was noticed or big, I did it for me. And I want somebody to hear that. Like, when you, you know, I am becoming, I want you to know that if you do it for you, right? If you do different, if you go beyond, if you allow yourself to be stretched by stretching yourself, honestly, you have accomplished, you have made a great impact for self. It doesn't have to be measured by anybody else.
Right. That's so true. And I gained some amazing friends from the experience that we are still friends to this day. And we definitely support each other's endeavors. So that was, it was a dope experience for me. I mean, and I have family in New York too. So it was like a good little, I'm about to bust up there and see y'all. But it was such an amazing experience that I will never, ever regret. So, I mean, those are things that, you know, I tell y'all to leap. Because you just never know what else you're going to gain through that experience. So real briefly, tell us, what projects do you have coming up? And you can tell them about our joint venture, girl, if you want to, or we can wait. But listen, I'm super excited.
So right now I am working on looking to put out a sitcom. It's a topical sitcom, meaning we're going to deal with some serious topics, but we're going to get a chance to laugh about it. I think that's what we need. Like I said, being able to give that message through entertainment where we have topics that we can tackle and they're not so deep, but that, they are deep, but I mean, something that we can still laugh at, but get a lesson. We haven't had that in a long time. So that's one of the projects that I'm working on. I'm also actually going back into the studio, and I think this is hot off the press, Londa. I'm about to go back into the studio to put out some more music that I've written and give a message through that way as well. So I'll be, I'm going back in. I'm excited about it.
So, my CD or my digital download. Thank you very much.
Yes. So I'm excited about that. And when it comes to our joint venture, I told you so many doors have been opened. Because I'm just myself, you know, again, when you're yourself, you just don't understand. There are people, things that are waiting for you to just step in and just waiting for you to just be your authentic self. So meeting my sister Alonda and the phenomenal person that she is, I'm telling you, you can meet some great people and then you can meet some phenomenal people. And this ain't even no smoke. This is who she is. Literally, you have got to, I'm getting ready to coin something. Everybody should have an Alonda.
Thank you so much.
You is not going
to make me cry on my own show. We ain't about to do that here. No, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes. Real, recognized, real. And it drew me, like I said, her being herself, it just drew me to really want to add her or actually look, I was almost begging, like, listen, could you be my partner? I literally need you and what's going on, because you have to recognize that you can have something and you can take it to a certain level, but then, you know, you can be blessed with someone to be able to take it to even higher heights and deeper depths, because that's what they do. So we have partnered and come together with Out the Box TV. Woo woo! And and we are looking, of course, to be able to bless other people, to allow them to share their content, their advertisement on our station, in order that over what I think it's like 100 million people are able to view the streams and platforms that we're on. And that is, you know, through podcasts, that's through movies, that's through shorts, that's through television series. I mean, literally, like, we want to put people out there in order, like I said, that you not exist, but that you actually live, and that you live your best life first and foremost by being your best self. So I'm excited, you know. 2021 was just the beginning on the aftermath of 2020, but 2022 has even greater things, because a lot of stuff is brewing in the pot right now.
Man, so much stuff, y'all. I wish I could tell y'all, not to even brag, but just to brag on how good God is, y'all. Y'all just don't even know. So many opportunities. Listen, y'all, I promise you, and I want to share this, because I said last week that when it says that your gifts will make room for you, like, your gifts are literally already in rooms that your skin has never been in, and it's just waiting for you to leap and say, for you to exercise the power of your yes. Like, had I not said yes to go to Baltimore, some of these opportunities had not been open. Had I not said yes to my mentor pushing me to say, you know, you need the podcast. Like, I was going live. Like, if you listen to my show and you're my friend on Facebook, I used to just go live with little things that God would download to me. Over a year later, I'm now an award-winning podcaster. Like, you could have never told me in a million years. Now, I always been told I talk too much, and Lord, you will ask any question that comes to your mind. Yes, guilty. But God was already downloading something in me for something like this. And so I just want to encourage you, if you are at home sitting on your gifts, I'm telling you, the time is now, y'all. I'm telling you. If I would have stopped, listen, in 2019, I told y'all, September 19, 2019, I literally got the urge. God was like, okay, you've been down long enough. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. But to everybody else around me, they didn't really know how down I was, because I was still functionally. I was still moving because I was faith walking. But I knew that I was not at my full potential, right? Mm-hmm. But I just decided that I was no longer going to have the sandbag in my pocket anymore. I no longer wanted to be weighed down. So if you are really, really ready, if you are tired of that weighed down feeling, right, I encourage you to align with someone. Reach out to me. Reach out to Renee. She's getting ready to give you her contact information. Listen, anybody but a dead somebody. Listen, align. It's time to leave. We will hold your hand. You know what I'm saying? It's time. You do not want to keep sitting and waiting, because one thing I know is I've missed a few buses before. And I thank God that he sent the bus back around for me. It took a long time. It took a long time, because he like, listen, I can keep wasting this driver's time. You ready or you not ready? Mm-hmm. It took a long time for that bus to come back around for me. So when you see me joyous, when you see me really trying to push you, it's because I know what it's like to miss an opportunity and be like, Lord, I know that I'm talented. It ain't nothing like having to sit back and watch other people be blessed in front of you, being like, dang, I should be with them. Not jealousy. Let me be clear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Never jealous, but being like, dang, I should be with them. Like, I should be up there jumping with them, because it's lonely at the top. You want to have success with your friends and your peers so that you can share in that with them, so that you can be up there to encourage them, because it's hard. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, honey. So if you're not in a position, it's more than just the glitz and the glamour. Sometimes they need you to be at a different level so that you can understand. More money, more problems, so that you can be an encouragement, because there are days where you like, listen, I need a word. So it's about all of that. About all of that. And it's never jealousy. I cheered genuinely for many seasons for my peers and my friends and people that I didn't even know. Because I'm really that happy to see people achieve things. I got so many friends on my timeline that I have never met in real life. And if you really go, I'm really that person. Like, I'm not blowing smoke. I'm really that person. I'm really that person that's going to tell you and your kids, like, happy birthday. Let me pray over your kids. I hope they have a safe and blessed school year. And you know what? God honors that. When you ain't a hater, God honors that. But he knows your heart. He knows your heart. Mm. So my thing is, you got to rejoice for others. And that the Bible calls for us to rejoice for others. But I'm genuinely happy for you. I'm not just rejoicing because I'm waiting on something. I'm genuinely happy. Like, I'm glad that you're not stuck. Yes. I'm glad that you're walking in it. You want to know why? Because guess what? Some of your opportunities may be tied into somebody that I know in a distant land that I'll come to meet. We all are pushing the line forward for each other.
Yeah.
So when you're in position, that means that you're opening up more doors that I may never get the keys to, but I may get to walk through it with you.
Mm. That's good
stuff. It ain't always about having the keys. It's not, maybe God never trusts you with the keys. Maybe he just like, you just the plus one. I'm going to get you through the plus one. And I'm okay, because I've been the plus one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. Humbly, thank you. Thank you for putting me down on your invitation. I thank you. When we get through this door, I'm going to buy you a drink. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, real talk. And that could be your thing, too. So I want you to share with us where we can find you at. And I'm going to close this show out. I love y'all. But I want you to tell the good people, where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on my web at www.rebirthofrenee.com, and you can find me on the social platforms on Facebook under Renee Ambush, and on Instagram with Rebirth of Renee. So you can definitely access me at any of those platforms, and I will look forward to hearing from you and get back to you expeditiously.
And look for Out of the Box TV, baby, because we are coming to a home near you. Listen, y'all, you know you can find me on Facebook under I Must Become the Number One, on Instagram I Must Become Number One, and you can find me on my website imustbecome.com if you want to book a strategy session with me, because you are ready to take the leap. Go to imustbecome.com. There is scheduling on my website. Listen, I'm ready to help. Listen, I'm setting a goal. I'm ready to help 100 people take the leap before January 1, 2022, because I believe they're out there. I believe that you're out there. I feel your energy, and I'm ready to align my energy with you to help you level up. I'm super excited. I got some more major things coming that is going to bless the people of God. I'm super excited. If you ever had aspirations to write and create your own TV show, if you already are working on some things and you're looking for exposure, definitely hit me or Renee up. We want to get you on the channel and get you out there. We are also both amazing strategists. So if you kind of like, I got this stuff and I don't know what to do with it, we can help you there too. And you know what else you can do? You can always beat me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Or even if you're just twiddling your thumbs throughout the week and you need an encouraging word, or you want to level up and elevate your mind, definitely reach out and definitely hit us up and listen to the show. You can listen to any of the replays. They're always available. But also, listen, y'all, it's never not a time to become. Don't do anything for man's approval, but we do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of the puzzle. Listen, I love you for real. I'm waiting for you to take the lead. Like, I'm literally over here clapping. I'm jumping up and down like a jumper that's ready to get on that track and make the 100 meter dash, because I'm super amped and pumped for you. Because listen, I know if God can do it for me, he's got a million more things that he would do for you. I love you in real life. Peace.